Summing up. Species. Linnaeus described the species using the concept of morphological species based on appearance. The concept of biological species introduced by Mayer is the one accepted today. Biological species are groups of natural populations that can interbreed and are reproductively isolated from other similar groups. The story of a species starts with speciation and ends with extinction, or with a new speciation that gives rise to two sister species. Speciation is a gradual process triggered by reproductive isolation of some individuals. Allopatric speciation. Allopatric speciation is caused by a subdivision of the population due to a physical barrier. This is the most widespread means of speciation. The effectiveness of the barrier depends on the size and mobility of the species in question. Sympatric speciation. In animals, sympatric speciation occurs by ecological isolation or sexual selection. In plants, polyploidy is common. It is the production of individuals with a supernumerary series of chromosomes within the same species, autopolyploidy, or deriving from the blending of chromosome complements from different species, allopolyploidy. Reproductive isolation. Two related species can live together without gene flow occurring because of various types of barriers. Prezygotic barriers. Prezygotic barriers are created by environmental isolation between individuals that occupy different habitats. Temporal isolation if the reproductive periods do not coincide. Mechanical isolation for differences of size or morphology. Behavior isolation when some partners are not accepted. Natural selection may favor the evolution of prezygotic barriers by way of reinforcement phenomena when the hybrid offspring are less fit for survival. Postzygotic barriers. Postzygotic barriers are created by reduced vitality of the zygote, reduced vitality of the adult, sterility of hybrids. The hybrid zone. A hybrid zone can form when a physical barrier disappears. Within this zone, reproductive isolation is not complete. When the members of the two populations are able to cross again, the following may happen. Hybrids have become as adapted as non-hybrids and can mate with both populations, reshuffling the gene pool. Hybrids are less adapted, and the prezygotic reproductive barriers become consolidated. In the absence of reinforcement mechanisms, a narrow hybrid zone can form even if hybrids are somewhat disadvantaged. Macroevolution. Macroevolution studies the history of the categories higher than species: genera, families, orders, classes, phyla, kingdoms, domains. Organisms belonging to the same category have a common ancestor. The rate of speciation varies substantially within various groups and depends on abundance of species, sedentary nature, specialization of diet, type of pollination. The rate of speciation is increased by coevolution, in which different species of a same community can mutually influence each other's evolution. Sexual selection. Extinction of existing species, which frees up ecological niches in which the surviving species are differentiated. Adaptive radiation is the phenomenon whereby a large number of sister species appear from a single ancestor, and each is fit to occupy a different ecological niche. Adaptive radiation starts when, among multiple populations, a genetic difference evolves in response to differences in the environments occupied or in resources used. The theory of punctuated equilibria proposed by Eldredge and Gould explains the variations in the rhythm of evolutionary process.